I'm Rachel Portlock and I live in Axminster, and I found out about ALCS through a neighbour of mine, dear friend of mine. I think I was just starting chemo, and so I'd had breast cancer, was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had messaged me at work to tell me that she'd booked me a pedicure and a manicure. And I was like, wow, that's very kind. She went, well, no, not really, because the chemo damages your nail beds really badly. And if you have really dark nail polish, it protects your nail beds. And I was like, who knew that? And then from there, I've been very involved with the charity. Another really important thing was my love of art and art therapy. So we have a wonderful teacher, Christine, and we meet every week. And then we've been pretty much inseparable for the last 2 years. And it's just amazing. It's just, she tells us or puts ideas in our heads and then we go with it. And it's just such a healing process. I'm not artistic. I'm creative. I am creative. I cook for a living. But I'm not, I wouldn't sit down with my oil paints and paint something. However, I now do. It's really interesting every week. So I really look forward to our couple of hours taking our heads out of the world and just concentrating on art and each other and sharing our experiences. And it's been a great therapy for us all. It kind of brings things out of you that you didn't know needed bringing out of you. It has been a revelation, and we've all discovered things about each other and about ourselves that we didn't know. And it's been very intimate. We really lean upon each other and help one another. It's been amazing. And had it not been having this art project, we never would have done that. I don't know if it's like a childlike thing, so that when you were a child, you just sit and all I can remember cutting and pasting and sticking and gluing. In fact, that's a lot of what I'm still doing, but it brings me joy. And that's it. It brings you joy. So you get 2 hours of just doing something for yourself, something that's creative and happy. Well, it can be sad, but just expressing yourself through, oh, it's called making a mark. And as you do so, it'll take your mind to somewhere else, which will lead you somewhere else, which will lead you somewhere else. And that's exactly what it is. And it's almost like a diary. It's almost like a diary that you can spill out onto. So sometimes I'll go home with my book and go, oh, look what I did. And then sometimes I won't, because it's my book. And it just takes out emotions. It's like having our own therapy in our own books, in our own mind, in our own space here, a safe space. We can do whatever we want. So if we want to go on a journey, or if there's been an experience over the last couple of years that we want to write about or paint about or stick and glue about, we can. It just gives us the option to do whatever we like. And it does feel like we're expressing through art what we've just been through. As a grown-up, you're not allowed time out to stick and glue. There's always something more important to be doing. However, this has turned into something of great importance. So we're all very grateful to the charity and to Mary and to Christine for allowing us this time and this space in order to be creative and support one another.